Shalom Chaverim. That's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom. That's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. I'm so glad that you're listening to the program today. Yes, you, every one of you. Hey, today you're going to hear an interview that I recorded a couple of days ago with Rabbi Steve Weiler from Tampa, Florida, and he's going to share how he came to know the Lord. You're going to love it. Got some great music picked out. Stay with me, and I'll be right back.
Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Chai. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Chai. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael.
That's the fantastic voice of Jonathan Sattel, and he is going to be here in person Saturday, February the 27th, right at Congregation Shema Yisrael, 1326 North Winton Road, about a half a mile south of Empire Boulevard. Put it on your calendars. He'll be leading worship at 10 a.m., and then he'll be giving the word as well. So that's Saturday, February the 27th, Jonathan Sattel, live and in person. Well, let me just tell you that Bagels and Blessings is indeed a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We're a messianic congregation. You don't have to be Jewish. We're made up of Jews and Gentiles. We worship side by side, one in Messiah. Our services are every Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. Again, we're at 1326 North Winton Road in Irondequoit. While you're at Shema Yisrael, please visit the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. This is where you can get presents for your loved ones for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, all kinds of occasions. The Fig Tree has CDs and prayer shawls and cards, books, and jewelry. It's open every Saturday after our 10 o'clock service. Also Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 12 to 5. And if you're in the Lockport, Medina, or Buffalo area, please visit Congregation Brith Hadashah, 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst. Their services are every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Let's let Jonathan Sattel finish out the song.
Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom.
Hey, again, that was Jonathan Sattel. Did you hear him say, pray for the peace of Jerusalem? You know, that comes right out of Psalm 122, verse 6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. Never forget to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Well, guess what? We did a new song at our congregation this morning from Sue Samuel from her CD Promises. It's called Lift.
I will lift,
I will lift
up my voice,
up my voice.
I will lift up my voice and be glad.
I will lift
up my voice, and praise you through the good and the bad. Though you slay me, I'll put my hope your word. Naked I was born and naked I'll die, but you're my portion, Lord. Yes, you're my portion, Lord. I will lift
up my voice.
I will lift up my voice and regret. I will lift up my voice and praise you through the good and the bad. When you stretch me, stretch me, forming this clay into you. Pressed but not crushed, struck down, not destroyed, so I'll sing hallelujah. Yes, I'll sing hallelujah. I will lift up my voice. I will lift up my voice and be glad. I will lift up my voice and praise you through the good and the bad. Bad. Yes, praise you through the good and the bad. I will praise you through the good and the bad.
What a great song and a good reminder to praise the Lord through the good and the bad. It's hard to do that sometimes. Things happen, like this morning when I couldn't stop and slid through. Well, you know, the light was yellow and the next thing you know, it was red and I couldn't stop. Got to praise the Lord always. Well, I'm okay and nobody crashed into me and I didn't crash into anybody. So praise God for that. Oh, yeah. Hey, I want to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. They are a sponsor of Bagels and Blessings, and they are amazing. Like right now, thank God for heat. You really need your heat right now. It's cold outside, baby. It's cold outside. Give Excellent Air Heating and Cooling a call today, 889-7840, because they are the best in town. They're honest. They will come very soon after you call them. You don't have to wait hours and hours for somebody to show up. They're family-owned and operated, and you know what? They love the Lord, and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 889-7840. And now, you know how you get through life? You know, you got to have a revival plan. You got to praise Him. Yeah, here's Greg Silverman.
That's the battle plan.
Revival.
Praise Him now, it's war time.
Revival.
Praise Him on the front line. Praise Him.
Revival.
Praise Him, that's the battle plan.
Revival.
Praise Him now, it's war time.
Revival.
Praise Him on the front line.
Revival.
Praise Him. Jehoshaphat cried to the God of Jacob, cried to the God of Israel. The enemy is rising up against me, but yours is the face I seek. The Spirit of the Lord came up upon them, said this is the battle plan. This battle's not yours, it belongs to the Lord. Salvation's coming to your hands.
Revival.
Praise Him, that's the battle plan.
Revival.
Oh, praise Him now, it's war time.
Revival.
Praise Him on the front line. Bound up in prison for preaching God's gospel grace. know Yeshua more than their own lives. So in the night hour they praised. Then God's earthquake shook off the shackles. Said, listen what the Spirit speaks. This bottle's not yours, it belongs to the Lord. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Yeah, revival. Praise Him, that's the battle plan. Praise Him, now it's war time. Praise Him on the front lines. Praise Him in these last days. Israel's the former game. The enemy wants to see her slain. But just as it was in days of old, the Lord wants to hear our praise. Yeah, the Spirit of the Lord come up upon us. Said this is revival plan. This battle's not yours, it belongs to the Lord. Salvation isn't close at hand. Revival. Praise Him, that's the battle plan. Praise Him, now it's war time. Praise Him on the front line. To plan. Praise Him now, it's war time. Praise Him on the front lines. Praise Him.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Messianic jazz. I just love it. Well, this is Ethel Chadwick. If you just turned on the station, you're listening to Bagels and Blessings, and I love to talk about Yeshua the Messiah and play this fantastic messianic music. You know, as you hear the music, you just want to jump up and kick up your left leg, and then you're going to kick up your right leg, and then you're going to throw your arms all around, and whoa, did you just hear that snap, crackle, and pop? You might need to go visit Odell Chiropractic. Listen to this.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
And right now, we're going to say hello to Marty Goetz. You know, when you go to a Jewish wedding, you're going to hear this song, and you better know how to dance to it, folks, because you don't want to be left out. This is Hava Nagila. Let us rejoice.
Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Ben Yisraha. Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Ben Yisraha. Hava Neranana, Hava Neranana, Hava Neranana, Ben Yisraha. Hava Neranana, Hava Neranana, Hava Neranana, Ben Yisraha. Urachim b'lev sameach, urachim b'lev sameach, urachim b'lev sameach, urachim b'lev sameach, urachim, urachim b'lev sameach.
Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, b'nismacha. Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, b'nismacha.
ranana, Havan ranana, Havan ranana, Ve'yisfaha. Havan ranana, Havan ranana, Havan ranana, Ve'yisfaha. Uru, uru, achim, urachim, b'lev sameach, urachim, b'lev sameach, urachim, b'lev sameach, urachim, b'lev sameach, urachim, urachim, b'lev sameach.
Hello, this is Marty Goetz, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Well, thank you very much, Marty Goetz. That was very nice of you to say that. Yeah, that's a fun song, and I love dancing to it, but usually it requires a few breaths in between, and it depends on how much I'm in shape as to how long I can dance. Wow. Okay, well, you often hear me say Shalom Aleichem at the end of the show, and you know, Shalom Aleichem means peace be with you, peace be unto you. Here's Rivka Witten from her CD For Such a Time as This, Peace Be Unto You.
Malachei Hasharet, Malachei Elyon, Mihimelech, Malchei Hamlachim Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Boachem leshalom, Malachei Hashalom, Malachei. Oh, shalom,
been longing for some Eastern European delicacies, wonderful meals. Well, have I got a deal for you. Europa Cafe at 1694 Penfield Road in Penfield. It's open from Tuesday to Sunday from 8 to 3. You can have breakfast or lunch there. Delicious paninis, crepes, cabbage rolls, blintzes, all kinds of Eastern European desserts and pastries. Europa Cafe. And right next door is their Europa Deli, open 7 days a week, Monday, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 10 to 6, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 10 to 8, and Sundays from 10 to 4. At the Europa Deli, you can have all kinds of Eastern European specials, pierogies, herring, all kinds of fish, cold cuts, delicious food. So that's Europa Cafe and Deli, 1694 Penfield Road. Come on in and you will be so glad you did. This is Ethel Chadwick. Stay tuned for a pre-recorded interview with Rabbi Steve Weiler. Let me ask you a question. Do you pray that the blood of Yeshua is surrounding every room in your house? Well, I do it all the time. I say, Lord, protect us with the blood of Yeshua. I pray over my children, my family, every room in my house, because our God reigns here. He reigns in my home. He reigns in my heart. Just listen to John Waller right now. Our God reigns here.
Name, spirit of fear, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Jesus' name. You're not welcome here, so go. Name, envy and jealousy, you have no place here. I command you to live in Jesus' name and go back from whence you came.
infirmity, I command you to live in Jesus' name. And go back from whence you came. Our God reigns here. Our God reigns here. We claim this crown in Jesus' name, 'cause our God reigns. Our God reigns here. Our God reigns here. The battle's won, have no fear, 'cause God reigns here.
People are always telling me that my hair is adorable. Where do you get your hair done? They always ask. I go to Jardé's Hair Salon. It's located at 2433 Lyle Road in Rochester. Their phone number is 585-429-6623. Enjoy a session that's all about you in a relaxing, rejuvenating environment at Jardé's Hair Salon. Their professional staff will always aim to please, and they will ensure that your experience is a memorable event. Be sure to give them a call today. That's Jardé's Hair Salon and Spa, 429-6623. They are your hair color specialists, and they provide facial waxing and men, women's, and children's hair cutting, hair coloring, highlighting, permanence, and nails. Jardé's Hair Salon. You'll be so glad you checked them out.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? An estimated 350 million people have type 2 diabetes. Fighting this disease is costly. However, Medicure in Central Israel has invented a device called the Diamond that will eliminate the need for drugs or injections. Once implanted, the Diamond enables the body to regulate glucose levels. What a priceless blessing from Israel this will be to millions of diabetics. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael. That's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shema Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme, 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 gimme bagels tonight.
All right, first of all, last week's winner, I have your bagels, and I'll send them out to you. I thought I might see you today, but it was cold, so I understand. So no worries, I'll send them to you in the mail. That is the coupon. Okay, here's a new quiz for today. You don't have to go on the air, so just call 222-2990. You know, the next holiday coming up on the Jewish calendar is Purim. Do you know where the name comes from? What is Purim? What does that mean? What does the name come from? 222-2990. You don't have to go on the air because it's my privilege to bring you a pre-recorded interview with Rabbi Steve Weiler coming up next. Rabbi Steve Weiler, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Good to be here.
I'm so glad that you're able to be on the program, and I always love hearing people's stories. Everyone has a story. So tell me a little bit about how you grew up. Did you grow up in a typical Jewish home?
Well, I think fairly typical for my parents and their friends. They came from Vienna, Austria, during the time of the Holocaust and World War II. And most of them became Reform Jews. I think because of the Holocaust, they really were, in a sense, finished with God, but not finished with their Judaism. And so that's where Reform came in. They didn't have to believe much in anything, but they did want to remain Jewish.
And growing up, did you ever hear any stories about Jesus, or did your family encourage you to stick with your own kind, or what was that like?
Everything was more understood. We were in Great Neck, Long Island, which at that time was a very Jewish area, and so most of my friends were Jewish. I had, I think, one friend who wasn't Jewish, and so there really wasn't a need to say anything. It was just so obvious that nothing had to be said.
Ah, okay. So would you describe yourself as spiritually hungry? I mean, how does a nice Jewish boy find his way to the Messiah?
Well, that's a funny thing because growing up, obviously I was bar mitzvahed, and my father loved to tell the story that after my bar mitzvah, I said, that's the last time I'm going to synagogue.
Oh.
So, no, I was not interested in the least. It wasn't really part of my thinking at all. Even though there were some kids in my high school that weren't Jewish, and I would assume they were, some of them were believers, nobody ever shared with me. So I really didn't have a concept. I thought that you were either Jewish or you were Christian. Those were the two possibilities in the world. And so I grew up just pretty much ignorant. And one day I went with a few friends to a movie, The Greatest Story Ever Told, which is about Yeshua, about Jesus. And I walked out a believer. And I don't know how it happened.
Just like that.
Just like that, exactly. No bells, whistles, no thunder, no special words. All I knew in my heart when I went home, I told my parents, I believe that Jesus is real, that he's God, the Son of God. And they said, you'll get over it. You're only 18. Not a problem.
So what happened next? Obviously, you didn't get over it.
I didn't get over it. What happened next is I went off to college. My background was singing, and so I sang in a conservative synagogue at various ones in Baltimore, and I also sang in church, and I realized I was way more comfortable in church. Even though the services were fairly dead, they were Episcopal services, and at that time, where the good singing jobs were was not necessarily where the good spiritual things were. So it took me a little while to find my way.
Wow. And
married.
Go ahead.
Got married in 71. So it's actually, we just had our 45th wedding anniversary.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. So I got married, and my wife came from a Methodist background, and her father was a choir director in a church. So we both had the music background, and so we sang in churches for a number of years. She knew she had married a believer, but we didn't know quite kind of where to hang our hats, so to speak.
Sure.
And it was difficult because we didn't want to give up our non-spiritual but lucrative, both musically and financially, in terms of our singing jobs.
Oh, of course.
But God had some different ideas in mind.
Oh, yeah?
Well, we were in this Episcopal church, and I noticed that there were some people on the right side. I can see it just as if it were yesterday. On the right side of the church, about 10 or 15 of them, who really looked happy to be there. And the rest of the church looked dead as a doornail. So I went to the assistant pastor, because the pastor was one of the dead people, but the assistant pastor had life. And I went to him and I said, you know, you have something that I want. What is it and how do I get it? And this was involving the, you know, this was in the time of the charismatic movement. And so the pastor said, well, my wife and I will come over and pray for you in a couple weeks, you and your wife, and we'll see where it goes. That's fine. And so they came over, they prayed for us, and we were never the same after that.
Mm. In the meantime, I was wondering, Rabbi Steve, had you met any other Jewish believers?
Oh, no, I was definitely the only Jewish believer in the world.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, as far as I knew, because it was 1968 that I accepted the Lord, and, you know, there was nobody I knew who was Jewish who was a believer. The first one I met was after I was married. And my wife and I had just decided to stop singing in churches and go to a church and develop community. And just as we made that decision, our next-door neighbor, literally next door, we were in row homes in Baltimore, they just moved in, and the gal, who was a Jewish believer, sang on my wife's recital at University of Maryland, and her husband, who was not a believer, but Jewish, sang with me in synagogue. So as they talked a while, this gal finally told her that she was a closet, my wife told my wife she was a closet believer, and that there's this thing called Messianic Judaism, and invited us to go. So we went.
Wow. Now, as far as the time frame goes, where did this fit into the time frame when that pastor came over to pray for you and your wife?
This was probably, 6 months afterwards.
I see. Because I'm imagining, you said you were never the same, so I was going to ask you what things started to change. How did your life change after he prayed over you? And then tell me about your experience meeting other Jewish believers.
Okay. Well, after he prayed over us, all of a sudden the Bible came alive. The boring services at the church we were singing at came alive. It just took on a whole new meaning. It just, everything had life to it. And I was alive. I mean, not that I wasn't before, but I had just this very excited up feeling about who the Lord was in my life. Before that, it was mostly a mental thing, not really a spiritual thing.
Almost like going from a black and white TV to a color TV.
Something like that, yes. And I had a very diverse early background in the sense that, you know, so I said to the Episcopal priest, I said, okay, so what's my next move? And he said, well, there's nothing in the Episcopal Church I can recommend, so I recommend you go to a Catholic charismatic prayer meeting. So my wife and I went there for about 6 months and took some coursework and also went to the prayer meeting and actually met some Jewish people there for the first time.
Amazing.
No, but I still thought that I could no longer be Jewish, but I never felt really comfortable in the church. There always was this pang of, what am I doing here? I'm a fish out of water.
Sure. So tell me about your first time ever visiting a Messianic congregation.
Okay. Well, I... It was in a Quality Inn. There were about 20 people there. And if you hear my version, it's a little different than my wife's version. She was horrified. She said they were all weird-looking people. And there were no kids except our, at that time, three-year-old daughter. She was bored to tears, and it was awful. And the person who was leading it happened to be a woman who was also a singer, and she was trained very classically. So there wasn't like joyful praise and worship that you might think of today. There was just very kind of somber sounding, but very pretty, but very somber sounding worship, more in a traditional sense.
Oh.
So my wife was not happy a bit. I also, to be honest with you, wasn't excited about it, and probably wouldn't have gone back, except my daughter just absolutely loved it. And there was nothing there for her to love. I think it was God speaking to her heart about the Hebrew language. She was just enthralled with it.
Really? And she was only 3 years old.
Yeah, she wanted to go back every week. So I went back because of her. And after about 6 weeks, though, I was hooked.
Mm.
We both started going, and then about 6 months later, God spoke to my wife. And then we all started going as a family.
Wonderful. All I can think of is a little child shall lead them. God used your daughter to bring you in, both of you. Amazing.
It was amazing. It one miracle after another, really. And there was a funny experience. I'm trying to picture when this was. It probably was actually the first Jewish believer I ever met. I didn't know he was a believer. And this was prior to getting married, and we were also singing at a different Episcopal church, and the bishop had come into town, and they were doing communion, and at the end of communion, I hadn't gone up because, you know, I'm Jewish, and you don't do communion, right? And he didn't go up because he was Jewish. Well, the bishop doesn't know us. And he had all this wine left over. So he motioned us to come to the rail where we would kneel and finish off the wine for him. I was in absolute hysterics. I just thought that was the funniest thing in the world. Here are the two Jewish boys at the rail. And then later on I found out he was also a believer.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so God kind of had the last laugh.
So tell me how God has used you through the years and your family. What, I know you became a rabbi, and so tell me a little bit about how your life began to change.
Well, I had, my background is besides music is education and business. And I had had my own company, and I managed a company for somebody, and we, at this point, we were living in Philly, and everything sort of went sour when I had my own business. All of a sudden, all the sales dried up, and at that same moment, the congregation we were in, Beth Yeshua in Philadelphia, all of a sudden had a need for the principal of the school. They had a day school, and so I just said, well, hey, it's my background. I can do this. And even though it was very little money, that was my beginning of going into ministry. And I absolutely loved it. I was there for about 11 years before being called to be a rabbi. And it was a great time, had great students who are wonderful believers today, that I feel I had a real, I feel I really affected them. And we're still close, many of them, and I still, no matter where they live, we're still in touch. And we had some just amazing times. I had a singing group in Philadelphia of children called Growing Faith, and we made two albums, not CDs at that point yet. I had an adult singing group called Shavatzion, and we would tour, and we wrote a lot of our own music, and some we took from different places, and so that was great. And in the school, we actually produced two plays, musicals. At that time, there was one of my teachers. Her name was Karen Buffum, and a couple of years later, actually, she passed away with cancer. But while she was there, she and I worked on musicals together, mainly she writing the music, and they were very anointed, and it was just an amazing, amazing time. I absolutely loved it, and I have a special heart for kids, and it just came out in a big way. So when we moved to Tampa to start, well, actually to take over a tiny congregation, that was going to be my focus, even though there were no kids in the congregation when we came, or maybe one or two. That certainly was my focus. And so at that time, I told my second daughter, the first one was out of the house, she was living in Israel. The second one, I said, okay, Sarah, you have to start the youth group, which means everybody who walks in the door, you have to show them the love of Messiah. And if you do that, it will develop into a group. And that's what happened. And it was great.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
My heart is for the youth. My heart is for unity, both in the Messianic movement and in the body of believers. And I would say those are my two main focuses.
And so now you are leading a congregation in Tampa?
We have. We started, besides the one I took over, we've started in the past 15 years, six congregations.
Six?
And so the Sheresh David, which is the name of the congregation, we have currently six of them, and one decided to go independent, so they have a different name. But so we're a group of a number of congregations, and we have leaders for each one of the congregations, so that's been very exciting.
Sounds like God is really using your administrative skills.
No, I think God's showing how powerful he is, because I don't have administrative skills.
I don't know. You were a principal of a school. Yeah,
God always knew that I couldn't handle these things. So even when I was the principal of the school, I had two people there who were so amazing that had they not been there, I would have left after a year, I'm sure. Not because of the kids, but just because I wouldn't have been able to handle things. But if you know, for instance, Linda Brown and Mindy Salkind, those two, they were amazing, and they made me look terrific. And really, the same thing is true in Tampa. It's different people coming in to make me look good. And, I appreciate that from God.
Well, a wise and humble man, a smart man, gives God all the glory. And it's wonderful to hear you say that. So tell me, how can we listen, the listeners, how can we be praying for you and your family?
Well, I could give you hundreds of prayer requests. I mean, that's the easy thing, because there's so many things we're praying about, both personally and corporately. But I would say that my main personal prayer request is for my wife's health, that she just, she struggles because of, I guess, some weight issues, and we'd love to see her get healthy again so she will be more active. She currently leads worship in our congregation, but still she'd be way more active if physically she felt able to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a request. But as my daughters are, you know, both strong believers, which is about as much as I can ask for, honestly, that makes me happy. And their husbands are believers, and my older daughter, Becca, is expecting her second child in July or June, and my younger daughter, Sarah, is expecting in the next 2-3 weeks their
Aww.
First child. So, you know, we have day-to-day issues, but honestly, I feel God is amazingly blessed me and my family. And though, you know, we have the normal difficulties of everybody else, but I feel that he's just blessed us tremendously.
I can hear joy through your voice.
Yeah.
I can feel the presence of God in your voice, and I can sense that you have a joyful spirit that God has given you. And I think that that's definitely going to come over the air, you know, and bless a lot of people.
Well, praise God. That'd be great.
Amen. Amen. So we only have a couple more minutes before we finish our time together. Do you have any parting thoughts that you'd like to share with the listeners about your faith or about the assurance that you have that you know that God is real and that he loves you?
Well, you know, I just sense God's presence every day. And sometimes I'm not as good as I'd like to be, but God has been amazing in my life. And wherever there's been difficulties, I've really felt that God was there too, and giving me, as the scripture talks about, that way out to get out of the difficulty. Or if I wait long enough, it just kind of takes care of itself. As far as knowing that the Lord is real, I believe that when I first accepted the Lord, there was no basis for it other than the fact that I felt God touched me, and I didn't even know about that at that time, but obviously he did because I had no knowledge. Now that I know Scripture and I look at Scripture and I see the prophetic writings and how they have been come true in Scripture, how the prophecies have been fulfilled, it gives me a greater understanding, but more a greater belief and faith that what I did, which could have easily been a very emotional thing when I was young, makes perfect sense as I'm older to see how God really is who he says he is. And I think Scripture proves that without a doubt.
Amen. Amen.
In terms of what I'd like to see, is I'd like to see people touched so much by God that they see that love is more important than ideology and even some of the theology that people sometimes think is important. I really feel that that's how the world will know that Yeshua is the Messiah. It says that in John 17 and other places, and I believe that to be true, that as we can develop unity, as we can get over ourselves and our strong opinions and focus on the commandment of love, which I believe is the most important commandment that we've been given, then things will turn out fine.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful talking to you. Thank you so much for being my guest on Bagels and Blessings. What a joy.
Well, it's my pleasure. And I pray that you'll have tremendous success in reaching the community for Yeshua, for the Lord, because everything we do to reach out is part of those seeds that we can plant, and then God has to do the rest.
Well, thank you again, and we shall be in touch, and perhaps you will come on the air with me again sometime.
Sounds great. I'd love it.
All right. Thank you. Shalom.
Okay. Shalom.
Again, that was my interview with Rabbi Steve Weiler from Tampa, Florida. And I want to say congratulations to Miriam. She got the right answer. You know, the next holiday coming up is Purim, and that is actually plural. The singular word is pur, which is the word for die. The plural for die is dice. You know, in the story of Purim, there was a bad man named Haman, boo, and he wanted to kill all the Jews. But what ended up happening was Haman and his family were actually hung on the gallows that he originally intended for the Jews to be hung from. And the way he came on a certain day that they were going to be killed was that he rolled the dice. Rolled the dice, the Purim. And that is why the holiday is called Purim. And Miriam got the right answer. And I just want to remind you, Saturday, February the 27th, you're going to want to come to Shema Yisrael for our 10 o'clock service and see Jonathan Sattel in person. And right now, it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein.
Vikunecha Yisadonai Panamalecha V'yasem lecha Shalom.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. And I want to say happy Valentine's Day, especially to my husband Daniel. I love you with all my heart. And be sure to say I love you to someone, but especially to the Lord. Have a wonderful week. I'll be back next week right here on WDCX 990 AM. Shabbat Shalom!